Day program for Monday at 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. Jennifer has lots of television news. Anything you want to tease us with, Jen?
A big cancellation on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Oh, yeah.
Cancellation, yes. Mm-hmm. And how about the Queen of Cheap? What do we have from the Queen of Cheap today that is of interest in import? About a half hour from right now, Roberta goes to town. What are we going to go to town
well,
about?
We tell you how to get free eyeglasses, free Italian ices, and a free trial membership at BJ's.
Really? We?
Mm-hmm. We.
Who's we?
We, all of us at the show. We're a collective here. We work as a team.
You know, you
team players.
All right, so Richie, help me understand this. There is a story floating around today. Apple is dealing with a story that ran on public radio over the weekend, accusing Apple of poor working conditions in China. Is that something that's been going on, or is that new?
Yeah, it's been going on for a while. Obviously, all of the Apple stuff is made in China, like a lot of the other computers, you know, around the world.
Right.
And just, everybody looks at Apple as a shining beacon of a company.
Yes.
And then, lo and behold, some of the workers in some of the factories work under these horrible conditions, just like every other computer manufacturer in the world, and they're just, you know, shedding the spotlight on it to try and see if they can do it. And Apple has promised that they would try to make things better for their workers.
China owns $2.4 trillion of our $14 trillion debt. Did you know that? Apparently not.
Wow. Stumper.
There we go. That's what I like. When I catch everybody napping, it's Monday. Everybody is okay to nap. On Saturday in the mail, before I left for my cross-country trip, I was sent a magazine. This is the number one magazine in Russia for the upscale.
It's called Vodka.
Yes. You can read Russian?
Well, there really is an interesting thing. When I first got it and opened it, I said, I don't know how to read it.
Yeah, what are you doing with the Russian magazine?
Yeah.
But then I looked through it.
He's Russian around.
There are two sections. The first part, all the stories are in Russian.
Uh-huh.
And the second part, all the stories are in English. So they do the same pictures, the same stories, only Russian. The first half of the magazine is Russian, and then the second half of the magazine is in English.
Is it same articles but just converted to English?
Interesting. Yes. Yeah. So in this Russian magazine, this is the February issue of however you would pronounce it. I don't understand the alphabet that is used by the Russians. Is it called the Slavic? What is that? What's that alphabet called?
Called the Russian alphabet.
No, it's not called the Russian alphabet. Would you please?
It's called the ABCs. That was my second count voice of the day.
Did it have Moose and Squirrel?
I just don't know how to. I mean, you don't even know how to.
Cyrillic.
How do you translate this? Cyrillic?
Cyrillic.
That's a Greek. It's sort of a version of Greek, isn't it?
It's a form of Cyrillic script developed in the first Bulgarian Empire in the 10th century.
Perfect.
I love Bulgaria.
All right, so anyway, this story about no more cheap holidays abroad, it's going to cost people in Russia 20% more to fly out of Russia this year because of various things, including Putin instituting. You know, Putin's back in charge again. Not that I think he was always in charge.
I was
going to
say, with that special quote unquote election that he just had.
Right. Yeah, that was a great election. That reminds me of Saddam Hussein. Vote for me or I shoot you. One or the other. Anyway, so the people over there have a big tax that's been added to travel. But what really Putin is trying to do is keep people there, because when they leave Russia and they see how things are in other parts of the world, they don't want to come back.
Right.
Right.
You know, the alcoholism rate there is like 90% or something. And the people.
Yeah, someone was telling me, we were talking about adoption, and I guess it's a well-known fact, and I never even thought about it, that you don't adopt Russian babies because so many of them have fetal alcohol syndrome.
Yeah.
That's strange. I'd never thought about it.
We took classes when we were going through the adoption process with Juliana, and that was one of the things. And, you know, and there are things all around the world, you know, hey, listen, if you go to this country, you got to watch out for that. If you go to this country, you got to watch out for that. And then definitely in that whole Russian bloc over there, that's a big problem.
Okay, so the practical reason I'm going through this is because I was really intrigued looking at it, how many things going on over there are similar to things that we're having a problem with here. For example, we were just talking off the air about what the cost of gas is. I paid $5.39 a gallon gasoline that I bought as I was going through the Arizona desert yesterday. Richie says it's $5.39 at one of the stations in Washington.
Yeah, and this is one of the highest stations. It was, okay. I think it was more than that, the one right across from the Watergate Hotel.
So in Russia, the equivalent is $5.40 a liter for gasoline. And how many liters make up a gallon? Isn't it 2.1 or 2.2 or something? Isn't that? So can you imagine? $10 a gallon?
And realize that their salaries aren't anywhere near what ours are.
Right.
So that would be like the equivalent of $20 or $25 a gallon for us.
Here's the this very interesting magazine called Weekly UA, at least the translation of it is, the inflation problems they're having and what it's costing people in the so-called middle class over there. The salaries are up about 3%. Inflation is up 17%. And the average person makes $8,500 a year.
There you go.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
We don't even come close to understanding what it's like. Big problem with bootleggers over there, too. Apparently, they're distilling moonshine out of watermelon. So I'm trying to figure
out. That sounds good, actually.
Watermelon.
Yummy.
Huh?
Yummy. That sounds
watermelon,
good.
Watermelon, and I'm looking at something else, and cabbage.
Oh, that doesn't sound so good.
Oh.
That's why they call him Putin.
It just took a bad turn.
Anyway. All right, so anyway, there's an article. It's called Economic Riptide. Because of the political uncertainty in our government. And this is a magazine that's critical of the leadership there. I'm interested, the first time I've seen something like this. The economic crisis in the Eastern Bloc countries is the focus of this article, and how tied, it's critical because their economy is so tied to the economy of the West. Hello, duh. The economy of the world is all tied in together now. Mm-hmm. Everybody is, you know, this is a very interesting article in here also about real estate and real estate values and who buys houses. See, I think most of us don't know what goes on in the rest of the world. We really don't. We're so oblivious. We don't travel. We don't read about things. And I'm not saying this to sound like a jerk. I think I know pretty much what's going on.
Well, not all of us are lucky enough to get a Russian magazine by chance either.
Well, but even traveling, I remember traveling over there. And how it was...
I think you're wrong.
You think I'm wrong about what?
I compared to 20 years ago...
Oh, I don't disagree with you about that, Rich. 20
years ago, I think it's amazing how much we see and know about the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of it's because of the new media.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
65% of people rent homes. Don't own them.
Wow.
What's the number in America? Anybody know what the number is?
Mm-mm.
Like, isn't it 75-80%? Or used to be. Now, my daughter and I were talking about this over the weekend because, you know, they've been living in a couple of rented houses and they have to move. And I said, what about buying a house? Because they both make decent salaries. So apparently they nosed around a little bit. Jennifer, this is fortunate for you because you're sort of in the same age bracket. But you've been able to buy a house because it was in your family, but you still had to pay for it.
I still had to mortgage it. Yep.
But whether you came up with a creative way of doing the down payment, Megan had a lot of she did have credit card debt, and she had some college debt. Some of it is mine, and some of it's hers. And so she's decided, and her husband did too. You know, these guys both went to school for a long time. And parents on both sides help, but then they have their own stuff. And so she decided to use some of her mother's legacy to that they might have used. I think her mother thought that they ought to use some of the money to go buy a house, but instead they decided to keep renting and to pay off their debt.
That's probably smarter in the long run to pay off debt first.
We talked about it. It's a good time to buy a house.
It is.
Yeah.
But Megan is a worrywart. She doesn't like stuff like
it's
that.
It's a risk. It is, yeah. No matter
what. Well, no, not that. She didn't want to owe anybody any money.
Right.
So that's why she paid off all of the college debt, all the credit card, everything gone. Finished. So, but they don't have enough money left.
I know.
Now to do it. But
that's the problem.
Yeah.
It looks like about 65-66% of U.S. residents own their homes.
Uh-huh. I mean, the thing is, the reason I say it's a good idea, just going through this from their perspective, because our ages are the same and our circumstances in life are probably the same, although they do have two incomes, which I do not, and that's nice.
Right.
But
if you weren't so fussy, maybe you get some guy to move
you
in.
You know what? I'm going to keep my fussiness just the way it is. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I've seen the outcome when you're not fussy enough.
Yeah. About that.
But, you know, you are under so much scrutiny now. The banks are really, really hard. I have, knock on wood, really good credit, and I couldn't even refinance my house. I didn't even want to take money out. I just wanted to lower my interest rate. And, I mean, literally, I had to go through several loan companies before I found one that would actually do that for me. I mean, it's insane.
Megan has very good credit. And
it doesn't even matter. That's the thing. It's like, gosh.
And George, my friend, the real estate guy, says, if you're a first-time buyer and you don't have 30%, they don't even look to you.
Yeah.
And they're throwing a third of the deals out. Third of the average.
Literally.
Yep. Out.
I had probably total, and this was just because I like to put a little bit on my credit cards every so often and pay it off just so I can prove your credit history, because they don't want someone who just has good credit. They want someone that'll spend money. And they actually, I had, I think, like $1,500 total in all my credit cards. They made me pay it off before I even talked to them.
Really?
I made zero on everything. I swear. It was a nightmare. Nightmare. Mm.
So, Richie, the statistic again, you said that 65% of us own homes, and in Russia, 65% of the population rents homes.
Correct.
Who owns the homes that they rent? That's the question.
I would think the state still owns a lot of homes in Russia.
Yeah.
I would think
that is an interesting question.
Yeah. Thank you for asking an interesting question, Roberta. Boy, it's good, Richie. Monday morning, and Roberta's asking.
She's sharp.
All right, so here's an interesting question. You ready?
He's ready. He's here till Tuesday to warm up.
Here's the the 20. He's cruel, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is.
And he giggles about it.
The 2020, that's a sinister giggle. The 2020 quiz question. Actually, this is a news quiz question. There is another sign of spring which rears its head today. It's called St. Joseph's Day. What is St. Joseph's Day? 800-510-8255. On Good Day at 20 past the hour.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
State of affairs. Source, isn't it?
Yeah.
Number one during this week in 1976, Eagles music, Take It to the Limit. A minute or so of this, to refresh your memory.
So much texture to their music. How deep it is. It's so great.
Yeah. Listening as I was driving out of California into Arizona yesterday, there are three of these Sunday morning Beatles shows.
There's a couple of Elvis shows. Sure.
There are three Beatles shows. And I heard all three of them, and every single one of them had the same exact copy, just a different announcer's voice. There's a guy named Joe Johnson.
Yeah.
There's a guy named Bob Malik, and a guy, Jim Carson from K-Earth. I heard the same at different points in the trip. I'm listening to these guys, this reading the same copy and going into the same actualities from the Beatles. It's just a different voice. It's kind of like what Jim Bohannon does in the morning on a lot of stations. Is followed by Dirk Van. It's the same thing, just a different voice. All the copy is the same.
We're talking about the same events.
Yeah. I mean, but it's exactly the same copy and sound. It's not. Yeah, I mean, I may talk. We're all talking about the same, more or less, the same things. Hopefully, we're in touch with what's going on in the world. That's one of the reasons that I don't want to do what everybody else does, because of that sort of thing. It just sounds so redundant. Therefore, I turn your attention to something that I read in One Earth magazine. As you know, I read tons and tons of magazines.
What in the world is One Earth magazine? One Earth
is an environmental magazine.
Yeah.
And in the current edition, they have an article about wind farms. And what I didn't know before, and I'll bet you didn't know it either, the reason the wind farms, and this is straight from the article, the reason that they're having a problem putting up wind farms is because of the number of bats that are being killed.
No.
The blades on the wind. What do you call them? Wind machines.
They're windmills.
Windmills.
The bats can't tell that it's a windmill because they have sonar bats.
Yeah, they have radar.
I don't know.
They're 65 foot blades with their sonar.
Yeah.
They must jam their system.
Yeah, they got them jammed. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. The electric company has jammed the bat system. Okay, Richie, what are we doing? Because I haven't got a screen. Have we got somebody that's figured out what the sign of spring that is St. Joseph's Day, which is today.
No, we haven't killed the phones with that one yet.
Well, are you suggesting that that's an obscure question?
Kind of.
Actually, it isn't really. When you hear the answer, everybody will say, oh, really? Right. Yeah, this is an answer that you have heard a million times. You know the story, and it doesn't involve bats, but it involves birds. All right? Another sign of spring is that today is St. Joseph's Day, something that is celebrated every day. What is the significance of St. Joseph's Day? 800-510-8255. Started in March 19th, 1776. And every year since then, the same thing has happened on St. Joseph's Day. What is it? 2 days before the beginning of spring. Spring's a half a day on Wednesday, full day. First full day is Thursday of spring 2012. 800-510-8255. You can help yourself to that. Also, a lot of other things going on. Check them out at DougStaffin.com.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
All right, sir, your new tires are all installed.
And how much do I owe you?
Let's see, 4 all-weather radials plus balance, alignment, and labor brings your total to $0.
Did you say zero?
Yep, it's free.
Thank you. From the bottom of my wallet.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, print, and e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software in America. Visit TurboTax.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Day, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horan. Roberta Fasanelli has a Queen of Cheap report in just a matter of moments. Jennifer will give you the latest big cancellation that people are talking about. I don't know, Rich, what's your reason for being here in this half hour?
Not much of one.
Push the buttons.
Pretty much all day long.
I push the buttons, boss.
Do you want to push the button of this lady? Do we have a name for this woman?
I don't know.
Ma'am, are you... hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, this is the Good Day program. Who's this?
This is Barb in Trappist Creek, Alaska.
Trappist Creek, Alaska? Where is that?
Trapper Creek.
Trappers, yeah. Doug, can't you hear?
Yeah, well, I got a really bad signal.
No.
Really?
Yeah, it's about 2 hours north of Anchorage, in the middle of all kinds of snow.
Hmm.
Really? I'm in the middle of all kinds of snow, and I'm in Arizona.
Arizona. Who knew?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I lived in Arizona, but no. I think this Joseph guy, he chased the birds out of Finland. What do you say?
Joseph chased the birds out of Finland. I haven't gotten that far in the story yet. I don't know that that's I'm not sure that's what happened on this day. It may have been something he did later on, but that is not what he did today. Thank you for the call. 800-510-8255. I'm glad we got that call in. 800-510-8255. This is St. Joseph's Day. I declare it to be sort of another sign that spring is coming. Doug's in Melbourne, Florida. What do you say, Doug? What is the significance?
Would it be the return of the swallows to Capistrano?
It's the day that the swallows have returned to the mission at San Juan Capistrano in California. Every single March 19th since 1776. So how do you think they know?
Well, to the day.
To the day.
They looked 17... it up on MapQuest.
Now for that now.
Yeah.
How do they know?
I know, for the people, I was having a conversation with somebody on the phone yesterday about our beliefs. We were talking about, you know, spiritual beliefs and religion and that sort of thing, and I was, as I do, wax on frequently, talking about my reason for believing in God. And there's signs everywhere. And this has to be part of the organization of the planet. How is it that these birds know instinctively to go back to the same place every year on the same day? If there isn't some organization or some structure to the universe, how would these birds know to instinctively go back to this to the mission at San Juan Capistrano? I don't think there's a way in the world you could explain this other than that. At any rate, that's the answer. It's a great thing. Orange County, California, one of the most interesting things. And they leave, by the way, the same day every fall. It's St. John's Day, October 23rd, when they leave the mission.
So they come in on St. Joseph's Day and they leave on St. John's.
Obviously a very religious birth.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
amazing. Making your case. Right.
Yep. Right. All right. In a moment, Roberta takes us to the Queen of Cheap she's the Queen of Cheap. She's not going to take us anywhere because she's already there. But she takes us to today's wonderment in a matter of moments. First, though, I want to talk about diets, how you're losing weight as spring is right around the corner. It becomes the theme of the week is going to be the first part of spring. And we've seen it. Again, we're all laughing. I'm leaving early by 2 weeks to get back to the East Coast because I want to take advantage of the good weather. And the first day I'm out, I'm involved in a snowstorm, which pretty much knocks me for a loop. I had to drive 145 miles out of my way. I didn't tell you the story, Roberta. Actually, I didn't tell it on the air. So I'm driving across Interstate 40, and that goes through the northern part of Arizona. And that's the mountainous part. And so I'm on 40 and... there's a sign that the road is closed between one city and the next city. So I'm thinking, okay, this is Route 6 parallels, Route 66 parallels. This, no sweat, I'll get off the road, and I'll go the back way, and I'll be fine. So I get off the road. They're doing construction on Route 66 closed for the next 2 to 4 months. So you can't go down Route 66. The highway up in front of us, because it's iced over and the snowstorm has come in, two tractor trailers collided with one another, completely demolishing the trucks, the cabs, everything. The road is covered for almost a mile, a trooper said, between when they first had the crash, everything in the trucks, all over the road. So the guy says it's going to be 12, 14 hours before the road opens, before they clean up the mess. And there's another snowstorm coming behind this one. So he says, you won't get on this road till tomorrow morning. This is yesterday afternoon. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, what am I going to do? So I called my blessed friend Bob, who arranges all this stuff for me. I said, okay, I can't go to Williams. See if you can find me someplace further south. So 89 goes down to Prescott. I said, okay, I know, because I like to stay at a particular type of hotel, and they have them.
They're called dumps.
They're
animal-friendly.
Roach motels.
Yes, exactly. Right. No, they're animal-friendly. So anyway, I go down the road, and I'm going up the hills are getting steeper and steeper, and the snow is getting
deeper. And you're towing something. Tell us what you've got with you.
And I'm in a budget rental truck towing a car.
Oh, goodness.
And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell am I getting into here? So I get to the top of this mountain, and it's Prescott, and I find the hotel. It's like a ski lodge on the side of a mountain. And it has a very narrow way of getting in and getting out. So I drive the truck, because at least I know how to drive this stuff. I tuck it in the back behind, and I go inside, and I say to the guy at the desk, what's the story with this storm? He says, are you ready to stay for a couple of days? I said, no. He said, well, if you stay here now, you'll be here until Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
So I thought to myself, we're not doing that. So I get on my horse again, drive out of town, and the roads are a foot of snow, and they have graders on the road. This is how bad the snow is. They have graders pushing the snow off of the roads. So I get into onto a road, and I'm heading toward now Phoenix. And it's getting dark, and the roads are getting slippery. And I'm just thinking to myself, oh, man. And so we finally get it so that I got to Phoenix all right. But it was about 4 hours out of my way and another 140. So Richie and I were laughing about how much little sleep we both got last night, because I'm talking to him. He's talking to me. I'm talking to Bob. And to make matters even worse, listen to this. The car that I'm putting, Tony's old Mini, not old, but it was her car, and I'm bringing it back because several different reasons, not important. The point that I knew from in the past, towing these cars, you need to leave them in neutral, or at least that's what I thought.
Yeah, do the mileage go up when you're towing?
No, because you got it on a dolly.
Okay.
But the rear wheels are freewheeling, but I left it in neutral, and you can't take the key out of the ignition if you leave it in neutral. So I left the key in the ignition, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, during the day I'll start the car a couple times, battery won't go dead. All of this stuff, I forgot about it, until I went out last night to get. Rich, I don't even think you heard this part of the story.
No,
did
what?
You? Did I? After I called you, so I'm at the hotel in the lot, and all of my bags are in the car. I can't get into the car because the car battery is dead. The locks don't work.
Oh dear.
So.
You really need to do a reality show.
In the car.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's like 10:30 last night, and I'm thinking, so, okay, what am I going to do? I call a towing company, and the guy says, no problem, 45 seconds, we'll have it in and out. And I said, what do you charge? $45, a dollar a minute. What do you mean a dollar a minute? It's a dollar a second. This guy was obviously a genius in math. He says, I'm charging a dollar a minute, and then he tells me he's going to have it done in 45 seconds. He got here, and before I got downstairs to the car, he had it open.
Wow.
But the
wow.
point was the battery was dead, so I had to start it, and then I could get my stuff out of it. But it was, he said, well, why do you leave it in neutral? The on these cars, the park only engages the drive wheel, and the front wheel is the drive wheel, and you got that up on the dolly. So put it in park and shut it off. And so I looked in the manual. I should have probably done that before. And he says, yep, okay, that's right. And so that was that story. And why did I even get off onto that? I was about to talk about losing weight. Spring.
Yeah.
Oh, springtime and running through the snow. All right. So with that, let's...
goodness.
Tom, you didn't follow that?
Yeah.
You're right. It's a reality show, Jen.
I know.
All right. So never mind my doing the commercial. Let's get to the Queen of Sheeps, and I'll do the commercial. We have a lot of specials today, and I'd like
She's
to,
the queen of
as a matter of fact, add to this, Roberta, the Master Prostate giveaway that we have. I think you've heard that story, have you not?
I can't wait.
No.
Yeah, really?
No, I wasn't going to tell the story again. We have this product, the Master Prostate giveaway.
Okay,
it should
sounds
be in
good.
The Queen of Cheap freebie. You get, there's a bottle for everybody.
I
every
love
man.
Free.
And the phone number if you want to put it on.
Or you buy
the,
it for your man if you're a woman.
You don't have
you
to buy it.
For
you. You get the,
oh, you get it free for your man.
Yeah. Yeah, you just pay a little shipping and handling. It's 800-421-1712 if you want to list that in the Queen of Cheap box at DougStefan.com.
Say that number again.
Master Prostate, a free bottle of Supermaster Prostate at 800-421-1712.
And believe me, ladies, you do want to get this for
you
your
do,
man.
Absolutely. Yep, yes. You do. All right, what else are we getting today, Roberta?
Okay, we've got free Italian ices at Rita's. That's on the 20th, so it's tomorrow. So Rita's giving everybody a free Italian ice to mark the first day of spring. That's from noon till 9 p.m. Here's something for the kids, free Sesame Street online books. You get these free. They're e-books, but they have all sorts of pictures and stuff. So if you have something like an iPad, it's a great thing for your kids. This deal is back. We've had it a couple of times. It's a free pair of prescription glasses from Coastal. Really, folks, it's absolutely free. The only thing you pay is shipping and handling, and that's like 10 to 15 bucks. You have to be a new customer, though. We have the coupon code for you to get this free pair of glasses. So this is an unbelievable deal. So if you haven't taken advantage of this, please do it. Neosporin Essentials. We've got a Try Me Free rebate. This is you go out and you buy a full-size Neosporin, which is like an antibacterial cream, you know, if you get a boo-boo or something, put it on the boo-boo and then you put your Band-Aid over it, and it helps it heal and prevents infection. We have a rebate form for you, so you get it completely free. And we have a BJ's free trial membership. I love when they do this. It's a free 60-day trial membership. You can activate it up until July 4th, so you can use it all summer long. You know, you can do it right before Memorial Day, free Memorial Day parties, or right before the 4th of July, and you can go to BJ's and get all this stuff at the reduced price. But you have to have a party, because like when you go there, you buy stuff for like 50 million people at once. And we also have something from Vitacost.com. You know, Doug, for almost 15 years, Vitacost.com has been helping take the cost out of healthy living. So how do they do it? Well, one word. It's Mominomics. Because when it comes to grocery shopping, there's basically two choices. The Walmart sort of stores that have low prices, but they're not so great in the natural, healthy, eco-friendly departments. Then there's the Whole Foods sort of stores that have healthy products, but but their prices are very expensive. But Vitacost.com has a better approach to shopping. They call it Mominomics. Get it? Mom plus economics. At Vitacost.com, you can shop online and save up to 50% on all the better household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamin supplements, and natural and organic foods you're looking for. Plus, Vitacost.com ships every order over $49 right to your door free. That's the best part. So you save time and money and get great service. In other words, whole food products at Walmart prices. That's Mominomics. So take your shopping list to Vitacost.com and take the cost out of healthy living, Doug.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a tax question. You can call or chat online with a CPA, enrolled agent, or tax attorney to get the answers you need. And the best part is, it's free.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
Here's a scary number to keep in mind if you're just getting your tax receipts together. $1 billion. Now, it's not the amount that Warren Buffett's secretary, let alone Buffett personally, paid the IRS in her lifetime. It's about how much taxpayers wind up forfeiting each year to the government because of mistakes like failing to claim tax credits and deductions, choosing the wrong filing status, and not filing at all. Well, guess what? Recent changes in the tax law won't make things any easier this year. Gone is the credit for hybrid cars. The Energy Savings Home Improvement Credit has been reduced. And, oh, if you sold any stocks and securities in 2011 held in taxable accounts, as opposed to, say, 401ks, look for a mandatory statement from your broker reporting your cost basis. With the April 17th filing deadline near, those worried about becoming a member of the $1 billion club should consult a professional like those at H&R Block, which offers in-person services at its retail offices nationwide, as well as face-to-face online preparation through Block Live.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip! And we won't need a convertible!
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Hi, Jennifer. What are the big stories in television?
The big story today, Dougie, is that The Rosie Show is out on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Canceled. It's going to tape its final show Tuesday, March 20th, and it'll air on the 30th of March.
What happened?
It's just ratings are bad. And yeah.
And what a shock.
Yep.
All right, Jermaine Jones says he doesn't know why he got thrown off of Idol still, even though they told him.
Yeah, he lied about his criminal record. That'll do it.
What did I do wrong, huh? Hey, boss, what did I do wrong? All right, 51 past the hour, and good day.
And
the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the unvitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with a lot of news from the world of medicine, updates on eating, how to have a healthy diet. I guess we could start with the story. There are a couple of related stories to the red meat controversy, as unhealthy as it is, and then schools now being given the right to either use pink slime or not, Dr. Ken.
Well, this red meat story is fairly interesting. It comes out of the Archives of Internal Medicine this week, Doug, that eating a lot of red meat may shorten your life while consuming more fish and poultry may extend it. Red meat is associated with a higher risk of dying from heart disease and cancer. And, Doug, it also increases the risk of diabetes. And amazingly, you know, how can you go to the baseball game without eating a hot dog or bacon? What they're talking about in this story is that eating a portion of processed meat daily, every day, that's hot dogs or bacon, can boost a person's risk of dying by up to 20%. But the key is, when you didn't do it every day, you didn't have this risk.
It didn't make any difference.
Well, it made a big difference.
But if you didn't have it every day, it didn't make a big difference?
It made a big, huge difference. It was only when you ate it every day. But, you know, occasionally during the week, you didn't have this increased risk of dying. The unprocessed meat also daily had a 13% increased risk of dying. So the key is, you know, try to limit the processed meat and try to limit all the week to one or two times a week, and I think you'll be okay.
Can I be the dumb guy here?
The secret, hold on, the secret of not having, of protecting our students in school from eating pink slime is to only offer it to them once a week.
He's just talking about red meat in general.
Yes, he is.
And processed meats in general.
Yes.
So your ham, your bacon.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know bacon was a processed meat like ham or turkey is. Those are all the shavings and then compressed into something, and they have some kind of glue to keep it all together, and then they cut it thin. But bacon is just, it's the meat just cut, right? It's not processed, right?
It's considered a processed meat. Hot dogs and bacon are.
They do something.
Hot dogs,
with it.
Yes.
Well, they do something. They add some stuff
to the processing. They cure it, there's sugar in it for sure.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. All right. Next up, Ken, fatty foods and what it does to Richie's sperm.
Yeah, human Woo-hoo. Reproduction this week. Chowing down, Doug, on a high-fat meal reduces a man's sperm levels. Male fertility is delicate and can be easily influenced by the same things that influence our general health. So a healthy diet and exercise can definitely improve sperm counts. Ladies, if you're having trouble getting pregnant, get your man to a nice low-fat meal.
I got news for you. I'm 47 years old. I knew this years ago. This is why I eat a high-fat diet, so I didn't have to go in and get fixed.
There you go.
It's all in the big plan.
Very good, Rich. Well, here, you'll be happy to know about what sugary drinks do for you as well, Ken.
American Heart Association this week, that men who drink a sugar-sweetened beverage each day, that's what's key, have a 20% higher risk of heart disease than men who avoid sugary drinks. And the key is, if you don't drink it every day, you avoided all this problem. But sugar beverages, they're not good for your cardiovascular health.
So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, I can eat processed red meat. And then on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, I can have my soda.
Got it. Yeah. Then you'd be the real specimen.
Just twice weekly is about as much as you want to have a sugary drink.
All right. Next up, good news about the death rate in America.
This is some good news out of the CDC. Finally, the risk of dying, Doug, at any given age has dropped sharply over the last 75 years in America, with the most dramatic improvement seen among young children. Heart disease, cancer, and stroke still are among the leading causes of death every year. However, once frequent causes such as influenza, pneumonia, and diseases of infancy, much less deadly now.
All right. There's a story that's been floating around that I've been meaning to bounce off of you. How doctors are going broke, and whether or not this is because of political realities, government policy, because the needs are changing and doctors aren't going down the right street in terms of training. Why would so many doctors who are practicing like you are, as independent, you're an independent cardiologist, for example, why are your brethren going broke?
Well, this was picked up. There was a lead story in the Wall Street Journal just yesterday about this. The problem is that there is an effort manufactured in Washington to get rid of independent practitioners, and the numbers have dramatically decreased. About half of us were in our own practices about 5-6 years ago. Now it's down to less than a third. The reason is that the costs just keep going up, the reimbursements keep going down, and there's just 24 hours in a day, so much you can do. Yeah. And it's just getting so much harder. There are tons of rules and regulations coming down from the insurers, from Washington, and to comply with all this, many practices are running barely thin margins and are in trouble. And that's why you're seeing so many of them wanting to be taken over by hospitals, but it's a deal with the devil.
All right, Dr. Ken updates us on medical news here on the Good Day program.